Welcome to your 5 for today. I want to introduce you to a lady at a wedding feast. She had known Jesus for a long time. At that moment, she probably knew him better than anyone else. This is Mary, the mother of Jesus. Since his birth, she had cared for him and watched him grow. She had heard him say that his priority was to be occupied with his father's business, by which he meant that he lived to please God. As he went about that work, she had carefully observed his integrity and his subjection both to herself and Joseph. Now about 30 years of age, Jesus was becoming well known and had a small group of followers or disciples, some of whom may have only known him for a few days. One of these men, Nathanael, was from a small village called Cana, and it was there that Jesus' first miracle was performed at a wedding. This was not quite the same as the weddings we know today. The feast was usually celebrated over a number of days, and it was the family's responsibility to make sure that there was plenty for everyone. It would bring great shame on them if anything were to run out. Mary was already at the wedding when Jesus and his disciples, who had also been invited, arrived. She might even have been working behind the scenes and helping with the catering arrangements when there was a big problem. The wine had run out. The fear was that the family would be embarrassed by this loss and a miserable cloud would descend over what had been a happy occasion. Mary was worried. And here we come to the important point of today's story. Sometimes, fear about the future comes our way, and the prospect of sadness or shame seems likely to overwhelm us. At such times, it is best to do what Mary did and tell the Lord about it. And so she told him, "They have no wine." Whilst Mary was not instructing Jesus to do anything about it, it's quite clear that she both wanted him to do something about it and believed that he could do something about it. It may be that she thought this would be the opportune moment for him to make a great public display of his power and show everyone just who he was. Jesus, however, would only act in keeping with his Father's will, and respectfully told Mary that he would act at the appropriate time and in the right way. No matter how long we've known the Lord Jesus, whether it's 3 days or over 30 years, it's important for us to appreciate that whatever our needs, answers to prayer don't come on demand, but when we ask in keeping with God's purpose, and he will not always answer in the way that we expect. It seems that Mary quickly acknowledged this, for turning to the servants of the feast, she said to them, "Whatever he says to you, do it." This is the key in seeing an answer to our prayers, and, in due time, we will see a revelation of his glory. Nearby, there were 6 large stone pots that were used for washing. Jesus told them to fill these to the brim, and then draw out some for the master of ceremonies, who had overall responsibility for the feast. Doing just as they had been told, the governor of the feast, when he had tasted, was very surprised, for this wine was better than the best. Everything seemed upside down and back to front, because the custom was usually to set out the best first, but they had served it last. In this first miracle performed, Jesus demonstrated his glory, and his disciples believed on him. His power to turn water into the best wine is one of a series of signs which show that Jesus is the Son of God. Here, he is shown to be the Creator, God, and yet it was accomplished in such a humble set of circumstances, at a family wedding in a rustic village in the hills of Galilee. Other than noticing something unusual had taken place, this miracle was unknown to the governor of the feast and many others around. Greater things would follow, but this is often typical of how God works. Sometimes, almost unnoticed by others around, to individuals and families where earthly satisfaction is exhausted, to people who have fears for the future, He brings new and lasting joy and strengthens our faith as we trust and obey. What we cannot do, He will. But what we can do, He expects. Whatever He says to you, do it. Thank you for listening.